We are going to place in your memory bank vital information that is needed if you should ever have to travel beyond solar system, so that it will not refuse to accept what it will see and what conditions will prevail when you travel in outer space. You see, there are conditions which one cannot describe. One has to experience them to realize what is meant. One's body undergoes a drastic change in intersoft-stellar flight, for you will travel many times faster than the hypothetical speed of light. Your body may be shattered into millions of particles, and even your mind may experience this disintegration. This may sound more frightening than it is. He speaks of dematerializing, where the program code of the body's composition is stored in the person's subcons layers on a higher spiritual level. Now, when you are in that stage of disintegration, you will exist, and yet you do not exist, cause materially viewed. For you, the consciousness, are there in energy particles, you actually flow. Yes, the word flow describes it accurately, for you cannot leave your universe unless you are able to flow through the magnetic field, coasting along the magnetic force lines. One cannot escape from your universe and enter another matter universe unless one undergoes change. You see, there is a strange law out there, a law that has existed since the birth of the two universes. There is a dividing line which is invisible, beyond which nothing can go, not even light rays. Therefore, to escape beyond that invisible barrier, event horizon, one must undergo great change. When the craft, including all its occupants, goes through this change, it is completely disintegrated into its elementary particles into energy. After that, one does not travel at speed anymore, as this dosnobskribiat.anth travels in such a way that there are no words to express it. This happens only for a certain distance, the dissoft-tans between the two universes. Then one emerges into the antimatter universe, and the craft and occupants revert back to solid bodies again, the process being reversed, materialize. Let us put it this way. A container filled with water is suddenly spilled upon the floor where it spreads out. Now, suppose you had a magnet that could attract water. Place this near the spill on the floor, and suddenly, it becomes one body of water again. This illustrates what happens when you disintegrate your body and craft into elementary particles, spread it out, so to speak, so you can flow from one universe to another. You would flow through gigantic magnetic fields which are of such high intensity that when you break through eight invisible barriers come energy and travel in time. This is the most important part of your conditioning, because when you arrive on the other side, there is a world that you could never imagine. There are vast differences. You would not be as you were when you left your universe. You would be in a new environment. Nature has molded you to live on Earth. You were never written soft hyphen dead to go through the polarity barrier. It would be impossible for you to live on our planet the way you are now. To begin with, gravitation is so great that you would not be able to breathe. Cold as is such a large planet, the forces of gravity are correspondingly greater. You might survive, but under such great torture that you would rather not be there. That is why nature remolds you when you penetrate that invisible barrier. It adapts you, not gradually, but suddenly, to the new environment. Even if your body might be able to adapt itself to the new environment, your conscious mind would not. Your subconscious mind does not care where it is, but your forward or conscious mind could not cope. It is fortunate that you all have a subconscious mind, otherwise it would be impossible for any of you to leave your universe. Here we have a storehouse where all this vital information can be placed. We program your subconscious and tell it exactly what to expect, how to react, what to do and how to do it. So when you make your final jump and you arrive at the new world, your subconscious has been trained to take full command. Then you will no longer have a subconscious mind, then their complete brain will function. You will need it. Indeed you will. The new world is much larger, every solar system is so much greater, the way of life is so different. The things one has to do would require your thou-soft-ght capacity to be so much larger, your concentration, your eyesight, speech, breathing, much more. then the subconscious would disappear. Only on Earth is the mind divided into a conscious and subconscious. Although we in the Confederation do have a subconscious mind, it is very small indeed. So you see, this is the most important part of the Kandisoft-Schning. Other stages consist of being taught various things, such as communication and telepathy and the acceptance of new colors. We respond to a greater range of colors. This extended vision is very important and has given us problems with some who have left Earth. We have found that their brains will not accept the wider range and intensity of the colors, and they become muddled and very confused. So it has become necessary for our scientists to develop new means of conditioning to allow one to accept this. It is difficult to explain alphas to you. I do not compile this program for conditioning myself. It is done by scientists who have spent their lives on this work. Each one of you is well known, not only to one particular scientist, but to many scientists. Every one of you has accepted and passed the first stage. Now there is a pause and it is my job to find out more about you. I have to find out much about each one of you, right down to the last detail, and all this is recorded and submitted to the panel of scientists who deal with mental programming. They then make a very careful study of all the data and select the best methods for your individual needs. This may be different for each person. In some cases, photographs are needed. This we manage also, and every detail is taken into account. It is very necessary that all these details are considered, as we cannot have soft-forwardness and conditioning one wrongly, for it could do much damage, especially if the person needed to visit the antimatter universe. If he or she were wrong soft-y programmed, it could be fatal. Remember, in the fluid stage, while you are flowing between the two universes, we rely on your subconscious to piece you together again in the correct way. The science have proved that the so-called solid matter consists of 99,999% empty gap, space. It is an illusion that we feel solid, for we are indeed traveling supersystems of microcosmos, microgalaxies with enormous distance between the fixed particles. Because nothing is fixed, solid in the material worlds. Only consciousness is, exists. Ag.o. Comment. For example, your height and your weight would increase. You would become more robust, depending on which solar system you are visiting. If your destination is Drexula, then it would be in reverse. You would automatically adapt to the environment. If a Drexulan, for instance, were to visit Coldus, he does not increase in size or stature, for he does not need to flow or cross from one universe to another in the process. You see, once you are beyond the light barrier, that invisible line which separates our two universes, once you have made the first crossing of the line, you can at any time travel at or beyond the bar soft-near. Disintegrate and reform and coast through the magnetic fields at will. You will find subsequent crossings much easier and faster. It is like being in two different seas. You are in one, and we are in the other. We, for instance, find that when we break through to your universe, various difficulties arose. Difficulties in breathing. Your sunlight interferes with our eyesight a great deal, and we find your atmosphere very humid, even in your colder regions. So you see, once you leave your universe and break through that barrier, your body automatically takes on the right shape and size, and you adapt to the environment, provided that you have been properly conditioned. You will find that your brain capacity also increases, and this is when the information which we have given you in our training will find a place. Your pre-soft-sent brain is suited to your planet and present age. If you were to come to our planet with the same brain cap soft-acidity as you now have, you would be in a great danger and trouble. For you would not be able to understand us, and we would not be able to understand you. You would be as a primitive prehistoric creature would be if placed in your present society. That is why it is necessary to have this background training, this conditioning. And when all of you have completed this, then you will be on our level. You are then full-fledged Coldasians, Byraeans, or Drexulans, or whatever the case may be. You would then find that you could travel at will from planet to planet, without any problem. and once you are beyond the light barrier, you will have no difficulty, even with the language. But this is new. The Consoft High Foundationing for Language has never been used before for Thescientists that it was far too much. Now they have realized that can go much further, and that is why, when you reach a certain stage, you will find that you have very strange dreams. These are very realistic dreams. You might even be able to smell or feel in these dreams. At first, this will prove alarming, for you may feel the heat of the day or the cold of the night. You will see things in your dreams which we have placed there. You may, for example, experience living with nature. We in the Confederation respect animal and plant life. Realize that without nature you would not live in a healthy and clean environment. As on Earth, nature is the same for us in the Confederation. The beauty of it is very real to us. Mountains, streams, trees, flowers are the things we love. It is part of our life. Although we have a very highly evolved technical world, this does not mar spoil our sense of freedom, nor our appreciation of the beauty of creation. We too like to escape from those technological marvels of science we have created. We too like to escape into the country and admire the beauty of the Divine One's handiwork, the planet He has given us to live on. Mainly this is what we impress on people's subconscious so that your conscious mind would know what to expect when you arrive. Your subconscious is trained to accept your new body, which would be totally different from what it is now. Sure, you would not turn green or blue, but you would become larger people to suit the cold Asian environment. You are now being conditioned to be very close to the cold Asian standard. Yes, going through the light barrier is a very big step, said Volda, slowly emphasizing each word. Even for those of us who are used to. For we undergo subtle changes when we arrive in your universe. That is how we can mingle undetected with the population of Earth, as we have done for a very long time in the past. But if we came here with the bodies of our universe, we would be detected immediately. The major step is stability to flow in the magnetic field through the light barrier. Of course, you would feel the changes here from planet to planet, gravity, heat, cold and so on. This you would experience, but your body has been conditioned to accept all this and much more. Edwin has already reached the stage where we can use him to listen through his ears, see through his eyes and so observe local conditions on Earth. We can do this at our discretion and so keep in close touch with you all. Yes, you would be very surprised to see the real Edwin, the cold Asian Edwin, his twin. Then, of course, age is a factor with the person being conditioned. The mind would also have to be adjusted to accept that the body would automatically become younger beyond the light barrier. This it does for some reason or another. It seems that you get a new lease on life, a regeneration. This applies to all those born on Earth. For us who are born in our other matter universe, long life is the norm. Here we asked Volda what the case would be if the children were taken with adults on a space journey and if there was a method of conditioning to suit young people. Volda replied, children are not conditioned in the same way as adults. If any children accompany you on a journey to Colders, they are placed in a sleep state. When they are in this state, their minds are programmed. Each craft carries this programming equipment so that at a moment's notice it can be used. Older children, those over the age of 18, are classified as adults. Then it is entirely up to them. The same adult method would be used. There are special rooms where this type of conditioning is done. These rooms look like the operating theaters in your hospitals on Earth. The carrier I am in at the moment has three such large rooms.